Welcome to session one of the Stress Liquidation System. This session is entitled Recess because the focus of this session is to take a break from your work and go out and play. And whether you can do this physically or whether you just simply do this mentally in your imagination, either way is fine. Although I will say that if you do have the option to go outside, get into nature, and just simply enjoy the sensations of the fresh air, the sunlight, the smell of growing things, this experience can be so nurturing, so freeing, and so relaxing that stress just simply fades away on its own. And when you do get outside, you can increase your level of relaxation by doing something a little counterintuitive. Most of us think of relaxing as sitting down or even laying down and reducing all effort to a minimum. And while that can help in some situations, what is even more effective is getting up, dancing around, playing like a child, running around, doing things simply because it's fun. And what's interesting about this is that when you do use up your physical energy, you release all of the tension that was creating or holding on to that old stress. Because when you can release the energy that is currently in your body now has an opportunity to refresh that energy with something new. And that something new will never be stress. Now, you don't have to go out to a park or a playground and start swinging or sliding down the slide or jumping around through the jungle gym or any of the other stuff that you used to do when you were a child, although there's absolutely nothing wrong with doing that. You could just dance. In fact, dancing is probably one of the best exercises that you can do because not only does it use your entire body, but it can be so much fun to just shake your booty to the music and just let yourself go. Turn your brain off and let the music move you. You see, stress is created by our conscious minds. It's often a response to wanting things to be different than what they actually are. And when we can turn our conscious minds off and just allow our body to enjoy the experience that it is having, stress cannot exist in that state. And so the first two suggestions that I have for you are to get outside into nature where there's fresh air and sunlight, and then move your body in any way that is enjoyable. You can go swimming. You can go for a jog. You can play a game. How long has it been since you've just played? When we do these things and we allow ourselves to just get fully immersed into the experience, stress melts away. very quickly. Now, one thing that I mentioned earlier is that while it is absolutely wonderful to do this physically, there is still a tremendous benefit to doing it in your imagination. So, for the purpose of this recording, let's just take a couple of minutes and just sit back, relax, or get up and move around, whatever is more convenient for you, whatever works, because the only thing that's important now is for you to imagine yourself in an ideal place, some place that you would truly enjoy being. It can be walking through the woods. It can be sitting on the beach. It can be swimming. It can be dancing. It can be scuba diving, parachuting, whatever you enjoy. Just imagine yourself outside doing something enjoyable. Now, one of the wonderful things about doing this in your imagination is that you don't have to actually be skilled at whatever it is that you want to do. Let's just take dancing as an example. You can imagine yourself as the world's greatest dancer, able to do any kind of move perfectly, flawlessly, gracefully, and with extreme skill. And as you imagine yourself doing your favorite activity and doing it so well that you can actually be proud of yourself for how well you are doing, that in itself also adds to the enjoyment of the experience, to know that you're doing it well. And at this point, don't worry if you can actually see the colors of the environment that you're imagining yourself in. Don't worry if you can hear the sounds that would be in that environment. Don't worry if you can actually feel the sensation of your body moving or the sensation of touching various things or people that you would be involved with in this activity. Just imagine that you are the most perfect visualizer. Just imagine that you are absolutely, perfectly, masterfully visualizing, imagining this activity with extreme detail. Just pretend for a moment that you're actually there, that you're actually doing these things in that place. And just allow the experience to be whatever it is, because at this point, it doesn't matter. All that matters is that you can feel yourself enjoying some activity in some enjoyable place. Now, most of us, after we have finished an intense physical activity, will often sit down and relax and bask in the glow of having done such enjoyable activities. And you can now imagine yourself in that situation, having already done all of the things that you would like to do, having fully experienced and explored and indulged in such glorious playtime. And as you continue to just let your mind wander and just focus on the experience, the warm glow, the relaxation that follows. You can allow your deeper mind to carry you forward into an inner space, a place where magical changes can occur. And here again, it doesn't matter if you know how to enter into this personal sacred space within yourself. All that matters is the intention that you have to allow yourself to find a place within yourself where you are perfectly calm, cool, collected, and relaxed. And within this space, you are becoming much more connected to the powerful subconscious mind that is within all of us. And this subconscious mind can do so many wonderful things because it is through the power and skill of your subconscious mind that you learned how to walk, how to coordinate all of the hundreds of muscles and bones in your body to balance yourself on 2 feet, and then to move 1 foot in front of the other. It may have started out very insecure. It may have started out full of errors and falling down and all of the bumps and knocks that come from that experience. But over time, over a very short period of time, in fact, your powerful subconscious mind was able to connect the dots and coordinate and balance and pull it all together so that everything worked as it should, so that you could walk just as confidently as the adults that you saw at the time. It is this same powerful subconscious mind that learned how to understand a foreign language. When you were born, you didn't even have language. And yet, you heard sounds coming from the people around you. And slowly, day by day, you started gathering all of the information you needed to connect the dots again, to understand that some sounds represented some things. And every time you heard a particular sound, you noticed that it was related to a particular thing. And so you gradually gained mastery over language. This same subconscious mind helped you master many other things in your life. You have successfully learned how to juggle thousands of details. Details that completely overwhelmed you at first. And yet, without even giving it conscious thought, you were able to master language and walking. And despite all of the conscious thought you gave to other activities, like maybe driving, riding a bicycle, all of the different things that we learn as we are approaching adulthood, even though your conscious mind was completely overwhelmed, your subconscious mind was there in the background, always helping you, supporting you, making things easier for you by taking over the difficult task for you. This same powerful subconscious mind is still with you even now. And if you allow it to take control, it can master the problems that you may experience in life at this age. Just allow it to go through the same process, the trial and error process. Try something, see what happens. Learn from it. Try something else, see what happens. Learn from it. Try something else, see what happens. Learn from it. That's how our subconscious mind learns anything and how it can learn everything. The more we practice an activity, the better we get at it. And by allowing our powerful subconscious mind to take the lead, we can enjoy a higher level of mastery in anything that we wish to do, including this current task of connecting to your deeper self. Because your powerful subconscious mind knows how to connect with your conscious mind. It knows how to understand your intentions. It understands so much more than you might realize. And so as you sit there in that space, in that inner experience of having played and been physically active with an enjoyable activity in a wonderful environment, knowing that you did a masterful job at whatever you were doing. As you imagine yourself relaxing after that wonderful experience, you can set the intention that you are connecting so deeply to your inner self, that miracles can actually happen. And with this idea of connection center most in your mind, you can communicate clearly with your powerful subconscious mind using feelings, maybe even pictures, and even words. All of it works. And you can imagine giving your subconscious mind a message, an instruction, a desire to simply release all tension and stress from your life. Just let it go like a bag of garbage that you've been carrying around for far too long. Look, there's a trash can right over there. Just throw it in there. Just let it go. You don't need to carry it anymore. You can leave it behind. Let the natural processes of garbage collection, recycling, all of that stuff, take care of it for you, because you don't need to give it another thought. Just give your subconscious mind the message to release and let go all of the tension and stress that you had experienced before this point. And just allow yourself to focus on a feeling of calm clarity, a feeling of being absolutely free to enjoy life on your terms. And as you focus on this feeling of freedom within yourself, this feeling of being disconnected from all that stress, a feeling of no longer needing to be responsible for other people's problems. You can let it all go. And maybe your powerful, creative, subconscious mind, that part of yourself that gives you your dreams, that can entertain you in so many wonderful ways, maybe this powerful part of you can entertain you with a scene that unfolds in front of you to show you how all of that old negative stuff that you had been carrying around is now being let go and released, dissolved, dispersed, destroyed. However it works for you, you can just watch it happen, knowing that you can trust your powerful subconscious mind in just the same way that you can trust it to move your feet in a way that carries you forward. Just as you trust your subconscious mind to give you the words you need to communicate an idea in conversation. Because when we're talking to another person, we do not consciously choose those words. Those words come up from someplace within us. And we know that most of the time, the right words are there at the right time. We can trust this powerful part of ourselves. And we can trust this powerful part of ourselves to release and let go all that is no longer needed. If something is needed, it will keep it. But it can release all that is no longer needed quickly, easily, effortlessly, and help you create within yourself this wonderful sense of freedom, relaxation, clarity, and control that gives us the opportunity to master anything in our lives. I just love being out in nature, listening to the wind in the trees, the sounds of nature all around. It's such a freeing experience. And as your powerful subconscious mind gives you a freeing experience that is perfect for you, I want you to realize one thing, that the process that we have started here now will continue as long as necessary for you to release all of the stress and return to a state of newness, a state of fresh thinking, a state of pure joy. Just as you had as a kid. The wonderful feeling and experience of leaving the schoolwork behind, going out and playing. And what's even more wonderful about this experience now is that it can be even better than it was. It can be absolutely perfect everything you ever wanted it to be. And won't it be absolutely perfect to know that you can now walk through life without the stress, without the feeling of responsibility for other people's problems, and also with the knowledge that your powerful subconscious mind is already a master at juggling hundreds and even thousands of details to help you accomplish whatever you want in life. It helped you learn to walk. It helped you understand language. It helped you learn how to drive. It has helped you so many ways in the past, and it is now helping you at whatever you have in front of you. At some point, you're going to realize that the freedom and joy that is within yourself, that essence of who you are, will just simply bubble forth and express itself through you in ways that will simply amaze and delight you. And you may even feel so good at reconnecting with yourself that you just can't help but feel a little giggle bubbling forth, a smile reaching across your face, a glow that just beams out from within you, an expression on your face that others can't help but notice. Because you are feeling so good, because you have reconnected with who you truly are. So that completes the process that I had intended to do in this session. I trust that you are feeling so much more relaxed than you were when we started, and that whatever stress you may have had before this session, if it's not completely gone yet, it is very nearly there. And it will continue to drain away and leave you for good. And in the off chance that maybe some of that stress is still left, we have our second session that you can use to take this even further and make absolutely certain that whatever stress you may have had is taken down to absolute zero. And in fact, gets replaced with a feeling of joy and exuberant bliss that just simply propels you forward in an exciting expectation of adventure. And for that, we will continue in the second session, A Day at the Spa. For now, I bid you good day, and I wish you well.